The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Pehe. Today's topic is being studied in the Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, or Hashem Ten Hanu Begin Eden Amen. Today's topic is being studied for Ashley Madina Batsara. In the Refanar for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for Attack, Rabbana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. We begin today's Daf and Pehe Amud Rishon. Second line, Ba'omi Nemir of Sheshat. Ben Mao Shiasis Shaliach Labiv Lakotol Kalelo. Okay. Can a son become a Shaliach, Beddin, to his father, if his father says Hayav Nidui? His father's Hayav Malkut. Could they send the son to go beat up the father to give him Malkut? Or could they send the son to go be Mekalel his father? Nidui. Abarle, so if Sheshat says, Vahed mi yitiro, forget about his son, why don't you just be a regular guy? Is Vichy a regular guy's allowed to curse his friend? He's not allowed to curse his friend. Vichy a regular guy's allowed to hit his friend? No. Elawat. Elawat. Kevot Shemayim Adif. Akanami Kevot Shemayim Adif. Just like by another guy, we say we allow them to hit somebody that's Hayav in Beti, you know, curse them that's Hayav in Beti. Well, because Kevot Shemayim Adif. So send me over here. What's the difference between the son? Obviously, Kevot Shemayim is Adif, and therefore, yeah, Mutar. Maybe if Shishat was saying it's Mutar, Nashi. Vahir mi yetiro lekalelo. Everybody's Hayav. You're not allowed to curse your friend who hit you for the film. That's still, you can become a Shalom Bedin. Right? Everybody is able to give them a coup. So Gemara says, we have a question from a Braita. A little tricky Braita when you're going to hear it, but the Gemara is going to explain exactly what it means. Metive. And if a person has a mitzvah to hit, he has a mitzvah not to hit. If a person has a mitzvah not to hit, Koshekeni has a mitzvah not to hit. What does that mean? I can get the words at least. If you have a mitzvah to hit somebody and still mitzvah shalom lakoto, you should have a mitzvah at the same time not to hit him. If there's no mitzvah to hit, certainly certainly it's a mitzvah not to hit. Gemara will explain. My love, idi bimkom mitzvah. The only way we can explain this, Braita is talking about, we're talking about bimkom mitzvah. What does bimkom mitzvah mean? Bimkom mitzvah means shaliyah betin. That betin is obligated to hit a guy because he's hayav malkut. How do you explain it? Habibno, ha be'acher. And we can explain the two statements of the Braita. One's talking about his son, and one is talking about somebody else hitting the victim. Rashi. My love, idi mitzvah. Ve'eno mitzvah, tarvayu bimkom mitzvah. Which means both parts of the Braita are talking about bimkom mitzvah. Ve'ha bibno, ve'ha be'acher. Ve'aki kamar, ve'alif azara, the make abiv. And the Braita is saying like this. The Gemara is going to explain it right now. And what's the Braita saying? We read the Braita like this. The Gemara doesn't tell us how to read the Braita. We have to figure it out ourselves. So read it like this. Uma mishe mitzvah lakoto. In the case of mitzvah lakoto, which means, let's say, a regular guy who has a mitzvah to hit as a shliach betin. Shliach Betin sends a guy, go hit this guy's Hayav Malkut, mitzvah shlo lakoto, which means he's not to add, which means he only has to give him 39 Malkut. In the place where it's mitzvah lakoto, there's mitzvah shlo lakoto. Mitzvah lakoto, 39. But not 40. Misheeno mitzvah lakoto, by a son, where there's no mitzvah lakoto, because he's not allowed to hit as a Shliach Betin. Eno din she mitzvah shlo lakoto, certainly we learn over here that he's not allowed to hit. If he's not allowed to hit in not allowed to hit regularly, which he's not allowed to hit in a mitzvah case. So this would be the warning of how do you know you're not to hit your father? Which means before you get punished, you need a warning. So just says Makei Aviv, where's the warning? This would be the warning. This Kal Vachomer, we have the warning that you see why you're not allowed to hit your father. And what in the case with mitzvah la koto? That's ahir. Mitzvah shelo la koto, meaning shelo yosif, don't add an extra one. In the case with she'enu mitzvah la koto by a son, certainly asu la koto. Certainly not allowed to hit stam. So that's a question on Rav Sheshat. Because Rav Sheshat wanted to say he's allowed to hit his father if he's not binti. But this brayta sounds like not like that. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat in the brayta. Idi v'idi la shena beno v'la shena acher. The brayta is talking about both cases, somebody else and his son. V'la kashya kam b'mkom mitzvah, kan shelo b'mkom mitzvah. And the two parts of the brayta, one part's talking about b'mkom mitzvah, and once, which means the shliach betin, and once talking about shlom b'mkom mitzvah, v'hachi ketani. And this is the way you read the brayta. Uma b'mkom mitzvah, that's shliach betin. Shemitzvah lahakoto, where it's a mitzvah for anybody to hit, even the son. To hit the father, mitzvah shlo lahakoto, but at the same time, it's a mitzvah that you shouldn't hit an extra malkut. Shlom b'mkom mitzvah, stam. Shlom b'mkom mitzvah, where it's not a mitzvah, she'enu mitzvah lahakoto, enodin shemitzvah shlo lahakoto, certainly you're obligated not to hit. Which means the Braita is talking about everybody in two cases. In the mitzvah case, in the shlo mitzvah case. In the mitzvah case, I have some mitzvah, that koto, still you're not to hit him extra. Certainly in the stam case, we're not to hit him. Where there's no mitzvah, certainly you're not to hit him at all. There's no mitzvah at all. Then this would be the azara that we learned that you're not to hit your father. But the point is, in the case of a mitzvah, you're not to hit your father. Shliach mitzvah, you're not to. That's what Rav Sheshat will answer. So Gemara says, okay, no, so therefore Rav Sheshat got away explaining the Braita. He's okay. Okay, Tashema, Hayotze Liharig. Okay, another story now. Guy is going out, Liharig, on death row, right? He's going out to get killed. Uba beno v'hikahu v'kililo hayav. On the way out, his son came, gave him malkut, and cursed him out. Okay. So Gemara says, if his son does it, hayav. His son hits him on the way out and curses him on the way out. Hayav. Ba acher v'ikav v'kililo patur. But if somebody else, if a stranger came along and did the same thing, patur. What's the pshat? Why if the son does it, he's hayav, and why if somebody else does it, patur? Ba'avinamba, we analyze. Mai shena beno, mai shena acher. What's the difference between him when the son does it, he's hayav, and somebody else does it, patur? Amar Rav Chasda, b'msarbin bo latzet ve'enu yotze. Oh, the case is talking about is misariv. Which means the guy doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to get killed. He's being stubborn. Oh, so what's the deal? That's the case we have a mitzvah to hit him. To let the guy go get killed. You know, he's arguing with the betin. So what does it say in the Braita? If the son hits him, even though it's a mitzvah, hayav. If somebody else hits him, even though it's a mitzvah, patur. I question against Rav Sheshat. You, Rav Sheshat, want to say what? That even in a case where it's a mitzvah, the son's allowed to beat up the father. You see, not like that. The case of it's talking about with the kids going, the father's going out to betin. He's misarif. He don't want to go out. He's screaming, I'm not going, I'm not going. Betin says, all right, beat him up. Curse him. Get him out there. Oh, if the son goes in that case and beats him up, what does the brayta say? Hayav. I say, see what? Against Rav Sheshat? Gemara says, no. Rav Sheshat mukila b'shen misarbim lo laset. Rav Sheshat will say, who told you that? The kid's talking about where he's not misarif. He's willingly going. It's time the father, the kid goes and starts beating up his father. It's not a mitzvah betin. Not a shliach betin. Oh, it's not a shliach bedin, so why is the other guy patur then? It's not a shliach bedin, why is the other guy who doesn't patur? The other guy also should be hayav. Stam, you cannot curse somebody or start beating up somebody. Gemara says, acher. Gavra ketila hu. Gabe, the other guy, a guy's on death row already, is considered a dead man. So therefore, hitting a dead man, he's going to be patur. He's gavra ketila already. A guy's standing to be dead as if he's dead already. So therefore, when he goes out and then beats him up, it's like he's beating up a dead man. Oh, why don't you say that for the son? Doesn't matter. Turaz, makpid, when it comes to a son, don't let blood out from the father. You made a chabura. Buy acher. Dinim. You're not to hit a live person, somebody that's alive. It's not a din habura. He's dead already. Shaking a son to a father, you let up blood. Look, but he's alive. He's not dead. You let up father from a person. Okay, good. Oh, so wait. So that's the way we want to answer for Nafshe Shat. The case is talking about where it was no mitzvah. The son comes and hits the father in that case. Of course, he's going to be hayab. Haburai, let blood out. Why is the other guy patur? The guy's a dead man already. Anybody's going to get killed on death row because it's like he's a gavra katila. Okay. Nafshe Shat. What do you mean? Rav Sheshat said, "Bisho yeshen v'meit hayav." Rav Sheshat said in another case, let's say somebody embarrasses somebody that's sleeping. Guy's sleeping, and the guy comes along and embarrasses him. Now, and then what? The guy died in his sleep. So now you don't have to pay him. What are you going to pay him? You didn't know about it. But you have to pay the relatives, which means his children suffered embarrassment now because you embarrassed their father. So you have to compensate the children. Oh, so what's the question over the Rashi? Bisho yashin v'met tokshinato chayav deha mitbayshin banav. His children are getting embarrassed. V'hana me lo shena. Here also, what are you telling me that when somebody else does a patur, let's say somebody, he cursed the guy. Oh, gavra ketila, the guy's a dead man. So why is he a dead man? The children get embarrassed by such a thing. Why are you telling me when somebody else curses this man? You would have sheshat. It's not a case of a mitzvah, right? Achir shekindelo. What did you say? Patur. Why are you patur? The kahora you meveyesh him when you're cursing him. You should pay the children. Just like meveyesh a sleeping guy and he dies. Yeah, that's the last question. Why are you telling me patur? You should pay for biyush to the children. Chame askinan kishikau akaa sheim bo shave peruta. The case is talking about when he hit him. The hitting did not have a value of a shaveh peruta. I mean, the busha and the tsa'ar and all the things that were connected to the haka'ah, there wasn't even a value of a shaveh peruta. That's what you're patur. What are you going to pay? You're going to pay the shaveh peruta? The haka'ah was so minute that it didn't even add up to a shaveh peruta. That's why you don't have to pay. So comes the Quran says, V'amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Hanan, Ikaw haka'ah shem ba shaveh peruta. That if you hit somebody, haka'ah, that's not even worth shaveh peruta. Look, you still get malkut. Oh, so which means you would have shishat. You would have shishat. You would have shishat. One of the blind that's talking about what? No shaliach bedin. No shaliach bedin. Good. So somebody else does it. Patur. What do you mean? Why should it be patur? Gavra ketida. He's like he's dead. He's dead. But the biyush factor. He has to pay something. Nah, talk about a haka'ah where he did it. It's less than a shaveh peruta. So there's no compensation over here for anybody. Oh, but so what? We learned that if you hit somebody, even less than a shaveh peruta's worth, you have to get malkut. Okay? So Gemara says, my patur de ka'amar. What did it mean when it said patur? Patur memamon. That's all it meant. You patur for money. According to Rav Sheshat, when the other guy hits the guy, you have to get malkut. I don't care if the guy's gavra ketila. You're going to get malkut for that. But the gabe, biyush, and all that, it's less than a shaveh peruta, he doesn't have to pay. Patur memamon. But not talking about malkut. Oh, mechlal, debeno hayav bemamon. Oh. So Gemara is making a diuk now. Gemara says, you're telling me that what? Legabe the acher, patur means patur mimamon. Right? Also by the son, when the son hits the father, it says hayav. What does hayav mean? Hayav mimamon. He's going to have to pay money for the embarrassment and for all that. So Gemara says, is that possible? Is that possible? Michlal, she says, the hayav diktani, gabe beno mamon kamar, bitmiya va beemba shve pruta mukmitla. Exactly. You already explained the Braita that the biyush is less than a shaveh peruta. So once you tell me, since it's less than a shaveh peruta, acher patur. Beno chayav. What is beno chayav? If it's less than a shaveh peruta that you established the Braita, why is beno chayav mamon? It's less than a shaveh peruta, it should be patur mamon as well. Questions and questions trying to crystallize the Braita. The Gemara says, Ela bedino. Hachename bedino. Rashi, Ela korak hayav bedino ka'amar mita. Oh, back to the story. Ela, you have it wrong. When it says hayav by the son, it means hayav mita. And when it says by the father, by acher, it means patur from malkut. Which means you're not going to be, I was not talking about mamon. Because we were stuck. When you get to Mammon, why is he Hayav Mammon if it's not Shem Peruta? You can't learn. If you're saying that's why he's Patur, so the front of the son should be Patur also. So that doesn't work. If you're learning Shem Peruta.
I understand, but say he's Patur on whatever he's.
Yeah, but if you know. Everybody's agreeing Hayav Malkut.
If he's Patur Malkut, we don't say, oh, Michla, the son's Hayav Malkut. He's Hayav Mita. That's what he's.
Yeah, but that's in the same thing. Malkut Mita. It's Onish. This is Mammon. You're telling me Patur is Mammon. Abba Mammon. Is it Hayav Bat Mita? It's different.
The case is the guy gave him a pinprick where the damage is so little. The guy's
Patur Mammon.
No, because it's Patur because Shave Peruta.
Correct.
But if the son did it, he's Hayav Mita.
You're right. But the Patur and the Hayav is in the same. When he's Patur and you're Hayav, that's normally from Mr. Bir. You're right, you could split it that way. You could say, Hakadita. It's more mistaken to say when you patur it over, you hayavin over there to keep it straight. So the Gemara says, you patur over there on Mammon. Somebody can you hayav Mammon. What's the hayav Mammon? That's the Shem Peruta. Ela bedino. But we're talking about dinim over here. Why the other guy, when it says patur me malkut? And what? By the case of the son, when it says hayav, it's hayav mita. That's she. So back to the question. Why then is the Acher Patur from Malkut and the son is going to be Hayav? So the Gemara says, Ela Bedino Acher, Bedino Ela Acher. The reason why Acher is Patur, Ainu Ta'ama, De Patur, De Amar Kerav, Venasi Ba'amecha, Lo Ta'or. Okay, no Hadush. Torah says when it comes to cursing somebody, Torah says, "V'nasi ba'amecha, a president in your nation ba'amecha lo ta'or, ve'ose ma'ase amecha." The only time you hayav on cursing if the guy is part of the nation, meaning he's observant in the mitzvot. Ve'ose ma'ase amecha. This guy over is on the death row. Not ose ma'ase amecha. So therefore, when the other guy curses him, there's no din of hayav. You patur be'met because it's not ose ma'ase amecha. Hati na'al kelala. That helps kelala. But Alan, but he also hit him. The Chaura, if he hit him, he should be Chayav. The Makshinun Hakaal Kelala. We make a kish. Hakaat Kelala. Whatever the law of Kelala is, that's the din of Hakaa. Just like Kelala is only Be'osei Ma'ase Amecha, Hakaa is also Be'osei Ma'ase Amecha. Rashi. Be'osei Ma'ase Amecha. Vezesh Shovir Avera Shayav Bita. Lavosei Ma'ase Amecha. Hatinah kedala dechtim bebamecha. Makshir kedala germin bebamatzino. We can have the kasha dechtim makke abiv kedala abiv kabe adani. Some say because it's next to each other. Makke abiv kedala abiv is written next to each other. So therefore, so now again, we're all in the Rav Shishan over here. So we're explaining the cases talking about over here where Stam, the guy, is. It's not Shaliyah Betin over here. Not Shaliyah Betin. Because Shaliyah Betin, really, the son, according to Rav Shishan, can kill the father, beat up the father. We're talking about over here, no, the guy is not objecting to go to get killed. So what? When the son comes along and beats up the father, it's Hayav, because he's beating up his father, Shalom b'kom mitzvah. Why is Acher Patur? Well, Acher Patur, because when it comes to Acher, the Torah says, V'nasi ba'amecha, lo Torah yasbi osei ma'asei amecha. It's because they don't say ma'asei amecha. Haka is also like Kelala. So therefore the other guy is Patur, because you have these special dinim, yasbi osei ma'asei amecha. Iacher benon ameh. Oh, what do you mean? If it's Osei Ma'aseh Amecha, his son also. Why should the son be Hayav? Bottom line, the father is not acting in the way of the nation. The son should also be Patur. Kedemar HaPinchas, B'she'asat Teshuvah. Amazing. We're talking about the guy made Teshuvah. The father, right before he got killed, made Teshuvah. Oh, so he is Amecha. That's why the son is Hayav, because he's hitting somebody that's religious. Oh, back to the other way. Hachen nameh v'shad teshuvah. Iyacheh, achen nameh. So the other guy, why is he patur? It's a guy made teshuvah. Amar Amori, be'amecha, be'mekuyam she'be'amecha. Nu derash. When it says v'nasi be'amecha, who are you not allowed to curse? Somebody that's going to be existent in your nation. Be'mekuyam be'amecha. This guy's going to die, by the way. So even though he made teshuvah, but he's not mekuyam be'amecha, he's not somebody that's destined to stand. What? Now go the other way. Iyacheh benon ameh. So then the son should be patur, because he's not mekuyam be'amecha. Vidi dehava la'achar mita. Oh, here we go. A son has a different keder, because a son is not allowed to curse his father not only when he's alive, but he's not allowed to curse his father even after death. There's a special law by Kelala, which we're going to learn. Nashi. Diafina lekaman mekalel lachar mita hayav. Oh, so therefore, mekalel lachar mita hayav. So that's why this guy, even though he is dead, you're only hayav on cursing b'mikuyam ba'amecha. Someone's going to live. But by a father to a son, doesn't matter. Even if he's not going to live, you're hayav. So therefore, let's review. Well, Rav Sheshad gave us a whole derash on this brayta to get out of the question. The question of Sheshad was, you hold if a father is hayav mitat bedin, and they make a shaliach from the son can go beat up the father. Makot, kenalot, no problem. But right, that was mashma, not like that. No, the practice is talking about where it's not shaliach bedin. That's why when the son comes and beats up the father, he's going to be hayav. So why is Achen not going to be hayav? This guy's not Osei Ma'aseh Amecha. The son also. No, we're talking about over here where he made teshuvah. He made teshuvah, so then by the other guy also. The other guy, Mikuyam Sheba Amechad. Yes, somebody's going to live. But by the son, it doesn't matter. Because even if he's going to die, you don't have to curse him. Oh, the only question is, so I understand why the son is hayav for cursing, but why is the son hayav for makut? For sure, makut, you're not hayav after mitah. Makut, you only hayav when he's alive. Rashi, v'im tamar v'atena makah l'achar mitah patur, v'achar mechayev l'adiktani akau v'kalo hainu ta'amad patur makah l'achar mitah m'shud v'ayin l'chabura, ul'achar mitah l'kachabura. Which means you're right. After death, you're not going to be hayab because that's considered a chabura after death. Mashiachim, when the guy's alive, even though he's destined to die, that's considered a chabura. Because Baba is alive, bottom line. Even though he's destined to die, but the blood that comes out is going to be blood, bottom line. So therefore, he's hayab for haka'ah and he's hayab for kelala. We're going to consider him, even though he's not mikuyam sheba amecha. So what? Even if he's dead, you consider him dead. Good. So even the dead guy, you're falling out the curse. Oh, haka. Also, hey, listen, you're considering him dead, but lamaaseh is alive, and therefore the blood that's coming out of him is coming out of a live person. So therefore, the haka, you're going to be hayav as well. But when you he's mamash dead, you're not going to be hayav. So that's the way Rav Sheshat explains the. How do the rabbis explain this right now? The rabbis explained this by that. He said, no, the case is talking about, he is a shaliach betin, which means the father's over there struggling, I'm not going to get killed, I don't want to die, and all that over there. So when the son kills him, or beats him up, hayav. So what do the rabbis learn from this? Shaliach betin that beats up the father, even if it's the son, it's hayav. And why is the other guy patur? Because shaliach betin, no problem. So the rabbis will learn it pashut. That the case is talking about, he's going out for Shaliach Bedin, and it's a chaluk between the father and son. Rav Sheshad has to come along with this whole answer in order to get around his problem.
It seems like from Rashi, the problem that the son isn't allowed to hit the father even when he's dead. The problem
is.
A dead man is not going to get a chabura.
Right. So therefore, it's a sarasur.
I'm saying, so he'll never be chayav.
Right.
So, I mean, it's technical. Cause I'm just like,
so chabura.
No chabura.
Exactly the point. Yeah. Exactly the point. That's what she was trying to ask. He's saying, if you tell me Mikuyam Shamecha, that's why Kilala is going to be Chayav, right. Because why? Even a dead man. Right. Oh, yeah, but Haka, you're not Chayav in a dead man. Right. Yeah, the Mice is not dead.
No, you're not Chayav because
you're not.
Because no Hamura, Bidiyu. Yeah, so here, you consider him a dead man.
Right.
He's dead,
for cursing. Right. For cursing, I can consider him a dead man, Mama. Okay. But Gabe Kilala, Haka, but he considered him a dead man. But Lamasi is still alive. There is a Habura taking place. So there was a Mihayab with you. That's exactly his answer. Okay. Gemara concludes. Mayavi Allah. What does Mayavi Allah mean? What's the bottom line? Halakha Lamasi. Can a son give Makot to the father if he's the Shaliach Bedin? Amarava Baravuna, the Chintra Bibi Ishmael, Echol, En Aben Nasi Shaliach Labiv Lakotol Kalelo. You cannot. Shaliach Bedin, the son is not allowed to go beat up the father for any avera, except chutz mimesit, unless the father was a mesit. The father went out and was, you know, bringing people to avodah zarah. Torah says, let the son go and give makot to the father, even curse his father out. How? Shari amra Torah lo tahmol velo tekase alav. No mercy. And if no mercy includes that, what the son is able to go even and give the punishment to the father himself. So that's a hidush. Okay, go on to the next Mishnah. So now, what did we learn in today's Mishnah? We learned in today's Mishnah if a son is makeh abiv ve'imo, it's chayav henik. Right? We're in perek elu hena nehlakin. So now the Gemara is going to Mishnah is going to discuss some of the details of haka'a to a son, to a father or mother. Hamakeh abiv ve'imo eno chayav ad she'aseh b'mchabura. Okay, blood's got to come out. Just hits him, not enough. It's got to motzi dam. Zeh chumra b'mekaleh b'mekeh. There's a chumra by kilala than there is makah. Shemekaleh lachar mita chayav, mekaleh lachar mita patur. Like we learned, just learned, mekaleh is more stringent. Because mekaleh, the kid's chayav even if the kid's father dies. If he curses his father dead, he's still chayav. Mashenken haka'ah is only when the father is alive. So there's a chumra that kilala has over haka'ah, shekilala afilu lachar mita, haka'ah is only mehayim. Good? Good. The Gemara. Tarabanan. We have a brighter. Abiv ve'imo kelel. Now, lechara, this is the pasuk that's talking about cursing your parents. But lechara is extra, because the pasuk says, ki ish ish asher yikalel et abiv ve'et imo, mot yumat, abiv ve'imo kelel. It's redundant. You just said, ish ish ki yikalel abiv ve'imo. And then the end of the pasuk says, abiv ve'imo kelel. Why the redundancy? So the Gemara says, what does that come to teach me? The redundancy comes and teaches me not only when they're alive, but even la harmita, the son is going to be hayab. That's why it says it twice. Good? Rashi. Abi ve'imo kelel. Kra yeterahu. Ta ketiv resha dekra, ashir yikalet abi ve'etemo. Right? It says in the beginning of the pasuk, shikalet abi ve'etemo. So again, read the Gemara. Taro lebaran abi ve'imo kelel. לאחר מיטה, שיכול, because I would have thought, הואיל וחייב במכה וחייב במקלל. Since the Torah says שחייב במכה אבי ואימו, המקלל, I would have put them together. מה מכה אינו חייב אינו מחיים? Just like מכה זו חייב מחיים, אף המקלל אינו חייב אינו מחיים. Right, I would have thought that maybe it follows the laws of מכה. Just like מכה זו מחיים, מכה זו מחיים. ועוד קל ורומר. I would make a קל ורומר. ומה מכה שעשה בו שלא בעמך כבעמך? There's a stringency by makeh. By makeh, I don't even care if your father's not religious, you're chayav. Which means the law of amecha doesn't apply by makeh. The law of amecha only applies by mekalel. V'nasi be'amecha lo tekalel. Mashe'enke, when it comes to makeh, even if the father's not religious, it's asur. So I would say, uma makeh, that the Torah made shelo be'amecha like amecha, lo chayev bol amecha, and still you're not chayav after mitah. מקלל שלא עשה בו שלא בעמך כבעמך במקלל it's leave more lenient that if a father's not religious not עובד not בעמך you're פטור אין עודין שלא חייב בו לאחר מיטה certainly not going to be חייב לאחר מיטה if by מקלל is more strict you're not חייב after מיטה by מקלל that's less strict certainly not going to be חייב לאחר מיטה תמוד אמר אבי ואמו כלל לאחר מיטה that's why I had to repeat the pasuk again and say אבי ואמו כלל the redundancy of it teaches me that no Don't think like you would have thought. You would have thought to say, "Patur lachar mita." Kamashman, the redundancy of the pasuk to say, "No, indeed, he's hayav after mita." Again, there's two reasons why I would have think that we patur lachar mita. Number one, I would have said that if makeh is only hayav mechayim, so too mekalel is only hayav mechayim because I compare makeh to mekalel. And number two, I would say, Makeh is more strict because it's chayav even if he's not osei ma'ase amecha and still ahar mita is patur. So mekalel, that's only be osei ma'ase amecha. Certainly lachar mita should be patur. Kamash ma'adan, the end of the pasuk, abi ve'imo kelel to teach me that even after mita, he's going to be chayav on mekalel. What do you have? You have an extra pasuk over here. Hani chad Rabbi Yonatan demiyater lekera abi ve'imo. Good. According to Rabbi Yonatan, everything's good. The words are redundant, the words are extra, no problem. We're going to show you now from Rabbi Yoshiya, these words, Abi ve'imo kelel, are not extra. So if they're not extra, how does Rabbi Yoshiya know the harmita? Good, that's what our question is going to be. Netanya. Ish, ish. Okay, what's the pasuk say over here? Ish, ish ki yikalel et Abi ve'imo, right? What about ish, ish? What does ish, ish? Lerabot But it comes to include even a daughter that curses the parents out. Tumtum ve'androginos. Okay, Tumtum is a guy that's closed up. You don't know what he is. And the Rogenos, he has two signs. The Ish comes to include even those people are going to be Hayav and Mekandem. Asher Yikadil Tabi Vetimo. Now, from the Pasuk it says, Abi Vetimo. Maybe you're not going to be Hayav only until you curse both of them. How do I know even if you curse one of them? And the Ed Abi Vetimo. Abiv Shelo Imo. Imo Shelo Abiv Minayim. How do I know father without the mother, mother without the father? Tamud Omar Abiv Ve'imo Kelil. Which means, from the fact that the end of the Pasuk says, Abiv Ve'imo Kelil. Abiv Kelil, Imo Kelil. The very Yoshiyah. Nice Hadush. If you look at the beginning of the Pasuk, what does it say? Ish Ish Ki Yikalil Abiv. The word Yikalil is next to the word Abiv. Yikalil Abiv Ve'imo. The end of the Pasuk is, Abiv Ve'imo Kelil. At the end of the Pasuk, the word Kelil is next to the word Im. So from the fact that Torah wrote it both ways, so therefore, we see the beginning of the Pasuk, Mikalel Av alone. The end of the Pasuk, we see Mikalel Em alone. But what do you see from that? That end of the Pasuk is not redundant. According to Rav Yoshiyah, you need that end of the Pasuk to teach me the mother alone. So according to him, how do you know Aharmita? Now, Rabbi Yonatan comes along and says, Mashma Shenehem Ke'ehad U'mashma Ehad Ve'ehad Bifnei Atzmo Ad She'Yipalet Lecha Katuv Yahdav. Rabbi Yonatan says now, when you read the pasuk ish ish ki kadel abiv ve'imo, the fact that it says vav abiv ve'imo, vav can mean both of them. Vav can also mean either or, meaning the father or the mother. When you have a derasha like this, you go either way. Unless the pasuk goes out of its way and says the word yahdav. If the Torah goes out of its way and says yahdav, then I know it's talking about both of them. But unless the Torah goes out of its way and says the word yahdav, then I say it's either or. For example, lo tahrosh shor v'hamor yahdav. Now, if I just would have said lo tahrosh shor v'hamor, I would have said, don't do them together, don't even plow with them at all, individually. That's why it says yahdav to teach me. No, it means together. But until you have the word yahdav, I always learn it's talking about even separate. So Rav Yonatan says, I don't need extra derasha. The pasuk kalal abi ve'imo ve means separate. Also, the end of the pasuk is extra. What does the end of the pasuk teach me? The harbita. But according to Rav Yoshiyah, that the end of the pasuk is teaching me imo without abiv. So how do you know the harbita? So minale. That's the question. Minale. Nafkele. Mebekalel abi ve'imo motyumat. Totally different pasuk. Umkalel abi ve'imo motyumat. That's in the Shemot. That's totally different. So Rav Yoshiyah says, go back to Parashat Shemot over there in Sefer Shemot. Umkalel abi ve'imo motyumat in Mishpatim. So therefore, what? He has extra pasuk. Okay, very good. What is Rav Yonatan with that pasuk? The idach ha'um v'edel rabot bat tumtum v'adroginos. So he learns Rav Yonatan. I mean, Rav Yonatan from that pasuk. Makem was extra pasuk comes to include bat. Tumtum androgynos. V'tipu klemi ish ish. What do you mean? What was the matter with ish ish? Devrat Torah klashon b'nei adam. He holds the Torah talks in the vernacular. You can't do this towards ish ish. Ish ish, that's the way Torah talks. Not for an extra derasha. Torah, that's the way you speak. So therefore, you need an extra pasuk for bat. Tumtum androgynos. So he learns it from that pasuk over there. Okay. So that's that sugya. Now we go to the last piece before the Mishnah. Okay. So what do we say? Make abiv ve'imo, we learned in the Braita. The Braita said make abiv is more stringent than mekalel. Why? Because make is chayav even if the father is a rasha. Mekalel is only chayav if the father is a tzaddik. Right? So that's the stringency that we have from the Braita. The Mishnah, by the way, said the opposite. The Mishnah said mekalel is more stringent than make. Because mekalel is lachar mita, and makeh is only mehayim. So the Braita chose the stringency of makeh over mekalel, and the Mishnah chose the stringency of mekalel over makeh. All right. So comes the Gemara and says, "Vilitni, how come you didn't say in the Mishnah, home b'makeh mekalel shemakeh asa moshul b'amichakam mekah mashekim mekalel? Why did the Mishnah only give me the stringency of mekalel? You should have given me the stringency of makeh." And say what in the Mishnah? Makeh is only when he's a tzaddik. I'm sorry. Makeh is even when he's a rasha. How come the Mishnah didn't give you that chumrah? Why did you only give me one side? You understand the question? Gemara says, Kasavar makshinan hakka'a lekedala. Oh, because our Torah doesn't agree with that. Our Torah holds, we make a case between makkeh and mekalel. So therefore, just like mekalel is only be'ose ma'ase amecha, makkeh is also be'ose ma'ase amecha. So you can't say that chumrah. You can't say that chumrah. Okay, good. And the Braita must hold what? The Braita says, no, I don't make that hekesh. And then the Braita will say what? That makkeh is a stringency over haka. That makkeh is only, is in Ben Rashab and Tzaddik, and makkeh is only Tzaddik. Understand, our Mishnah holds that it's not true. That really there's no difference between Haka'ah and Kelala Gabe Rasha Tzaddik. Just like Kelala only is by, it doesn't apply if the guy's in Rasha, Makkeh also doesn't apply if the guy's in Rasha. That's what the Mishnah didn't choose that Chumrah. Okay. So basically we have a Chiluk between the Mishnah and the Braita. So Gemara says, Lema Ani Tana'im. Let us say that the Tana'im of the Mishnah and the Braita respectively, Kehani Tana'im, are going like the following Tana. The Tani Hada, we have a Braita. Kuti. Right, that's the people that the king of Ashur brought to Eretz Yisrael from the city of Kuta. They lived in Shomron. After the exiling of the 10 tribes, they accepted upon themselves the mitzvot. After God sent the lions to scare them, it's machlokin if they're considered real Girim or Girim Arayot. But basically they did convert. So that's called a Kuti. Kuti ata mitzuve al ka'ato. You're not allowed to hit a kuti. Vi ata mitzuve al kedelato. But you are allowed to curse him. You're not allowed to hit him, but you're allowed to curse him. Shame. Oh, that would say what? That kuti is rasha. When it comes to hitting, lochbati rasha or not. Right? Because the Torah didn't make a haluk by hitting. But cursing, you're allowed to, because they're not going to say ma'aseh amecha. So that would sound like the braita. That makes the haluk between Haka'ah and Kelala legabe Rasha Onat Betanya Idach Iyata Mitzuveh Lo Al Kelato La Ka'ato. Another brother says, no, you're not Mitzuveh on the Kuti, you could curse him and you could hit him. Why? Because they make the Hekesh. That would be like our Mishnah. That just like my Kelala has got to be Osir Ma'aseh Amecha, my Haka'ah also has got to be Osir Ma'aseh Amecha. And they're not, so therefore you're allowed to curse him, so I cannot hit him. No difference. So we want to say the Mahloket by Kuti is the Mahloket by between the Mishnah and the Braita. Why not? I was going, why would you curse anybody? I'll say, the guy cursed the Kuti. He got to fight with the Kuti, he cursed him. He cut him off, whatever he did to him. He cursed him out. Why don't you hayav?
You got the Kuti.
Savruha. So now the Gemara wants to analyze. Why would the guy want to hit his father? There's a case. Savruha. The Gemara was the Midrash tried to analyze these two machlokets. Dechule alma kutim gere emetin. All right, let's analyze that. Everybody wants to say it that way. These kutim over here are considered full-fledged gerim. Elawat, after they accepted upon themselves gerut gere emet, they started to not follow the mitzvot, became a shayim. So therefore, a kuti has a din of Yisrael she'enu osei ma'ase amecha. They converted legitimately, but they went off to derech. So everybody wants to agree that a kuti is a Yisrael she'enu osei ma'ase amecha. Okay. And therefore why you'd be patur? Everybody should be on cursing, you'd be patur. Because everybody agrees by cursing, this is v'nasi ma'amecha. Ma'ilah b'haka b'pelke. Also, what must be the machloket? Mor sabar makshinen haka'ah l'kelala. Which is one opinion holds you make a kesh between kelala and haka'ah. And therefore, just like by kelala, it's only by so to buy haka as well. Since these kutim are not osim asamecha, just like you can curse them, you can hit them. Umor sabar lo makshin haka. The other shita says you don't compare. Therefore, while you be allowed to curse them, you're not going to be allowed to hit them. Perfect. So the braitas are actually the same machlok between the Mishnah and the braita. Our Mishnah and the braita. Very good. Gemara says no, sir. La dekul alma lo makshin haka alikelala. Really, I'll tell you both these opinions, they don't make any kesh. Kelala is only by Osir Ma'aseh Amecha, and Haka'ah is Asur. to everybody. That's not the Mahal. Everybody agrees to know that principle, that there's a difference between Kedara and Aka'ah. So what's the Mahal? Haka, haka, repliki. Mor sabar kutim gire emeten. Umor sabar kutim gire arayoten. So Mahal, look if they either even converse Beklal. One Shita says they were gire emet. They were legitimate Yisraelim, then they went off. So it's Yisrael that became a Rasha. Oh, so that's why Kilala is okay, Haka'ah not. No problem. And the other Shita that says you can curse them and you can hit them is because they're the Goyim. Because the conversion without a conversion, Bechlal. No, Ayat, anything we're talking about over here. The Machloket over here is Legabe whether they're Jewish or not. If you're only Jewish, oh, so therefore, Kilala, you're not allowed. I'm sorry, Kilala, you're allowed. Haka'ah, not allowed, because it's a Hanupi Dukaya. And if you hold that the Goyim, even Haka'ah is allowed, because the Goyim. Machloket, what they are. It's Machloket Mitzvah. Whatever he is.
Whatever the father is.
Well, you want to Kuti marries a Yehudi. If you marry a Jewish, the Jewish kids are Jewish. It's always like that. If a regular full fledged Goy marries a Yehudi, yeah, the kid's full fledged Jewish.
That child hits the
he's Jewish. He's going into questions now. It's his father. It's his father.
So you say you're allowed to hit, you're allowed to curse.
No, don't go in there. You're talking about a son hitting the father? It's his father that can bear that, maybe. Maybe it's going to be his father that can bear that. You have to know that.
It's a different
case. That's a different case. We're talking about now Stam, a stranger hitting a kuti. Gemara says, Ihachi. Oh, so you tell me like the Goyim. The second blight was the Goyim. Therefore, hit them, curse them, no problem. Hainu diktani ala. On that blight, that's it like this. Vishoro ke Yisrael. Oh, problem. It says the ox of a kuti has the status of an ox of a Yisrael. Let's say the kuti's ox gored a Yisrael's ox, or the opposite. The Yisrael's ox gored the kuti's ox. We have the law of tam and mu'ad. The first three times it's tam, it pays hatzi nezek. The third time it's considered mu'ad, it pays nezek shalim. What are you talking about? If you're telling me the kuti's a goy, so if the Jew's ox gores the kuti's ox, patur. Shor Yisrael shenagach shor shel kuti, a goy, should be patur. Right? And shor kuti that gores a shor shel Yisrael, you pay nezek shalem off the mat. There's no tam three times. Which is, how could you explain to me that that bright that holds is a goy? The end of the bright didn't work. Because the bright that says his short is like a short Israel. Doesn't work. If he's a goy, he's a goy. Ela shma mina bekesha pelige. Shma mina. Ela, everybody must hold the kuti is a Jew. And he's a Jew that's not osei maase amecha. And what's the mahalok between the two brides? Do you make a kesh between kelala and haka'ah? Which means, the first bright that says, the bright that says you can curse him out and you can kid him. He holds that just like by cursing Rasha's Mutar, Haka'ah Rasha's Mutar, you make the Akish.
Like a Mishnah.
The Braita, the other Braita that says, no, cursing, yeah, hitting, no, makes the Haluk. Cursing, have a Nasibah Mika. But cursing by hitting is a different thing, like the Braita. Therefore, we proved that the Mahloket between the Mishnah and the Braita is the same Mahloket between these two Braitot over here. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.